You may be seated if you would turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, my subject this morning, binding the strong man. Binding the strong man. Now, Jesus has given his church the keys of the kingdom. That means that you have the keys into all the treasures of the glory world. He has given his church the power to loose and the power to bind things in the spirit world. Now, we face a supernatural enemy, and because of that, we must have supernatural weapons in order to win the battles of life. And if you're going to get the blessings that God has purposed for your life, you're going to have to learn to pray effectively. Let me say that again. If you're going to get the blessings that God has purposed for your life, you're going to have to learn to pray effectively. I'm a combat man, and I learned that my battle is not with flesh and blood. My battle is not against people. My battle is against principalities and powers and demon spirits, and yours is too. And I'm praying that God will wake you up to that. Now, there are many aspects of prayer, and prayer is not an option. Prayer is a must. Pastor Ricky, he's been doing a series on the kaleidoscope of prayer, the different aspects of prayer. So the Holy Ghost is trying to equip this church so we can pray more effectively. We are commanded to pray without ceasing. And it's in the prayer world that you either win or you lose the battles of life. So I want to talk about binding the strong man and loosing the blessings of God. I'm taking from my text, Matthew 16, 19. I want you to see this, Matthew 16, 19. Jesus said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. My subject, binding the strong man. Brother Philip, would you come and pray? He's prayed up. Praise God. We were here praying Friday night. We were here praying yesterday all day together. So the morning anyway. So bless the people and bless the messenger.
Father God, we thank you again for the privilege of this hours together in your name. Thank you for your presence here today. Lord, we pray that you would open our minds and open our hearts to what thus saith the Lord. Pray that you would give our brother that anointing that makes preaching easy. And Lord, speak to us through your Holy Spirit, through him, to let us know what you would have us know this day, that we may be equipped to go out into the harvest and bring them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, Jesus has given the church the keys of the kingdom. If I gave you the keys to the kingdom, that means you could get in the front door. If I give you the keys of the kingdom, that means you can get anything that's in the kingdom. That's why the Bible says we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Keys open doors, and keys lead to wealth, and keys they lead to health. Keys they lead to blessings, and keys they can lead to abundance. Keys can open a treasure chest, and Jesus has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, I'm not a Greek student, but I have gone back and looked at this thing. In the original text, it reads like this, just like this. Whatsoever you have already bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you have already loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So you've got to realize your position in Jesus Christ and that he has made you more than a conqueror. If you're fighting any type of battle, call the devil down and tell him, I have authority, Mr. Zero. Jesus gave me the authority to use his name. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, Mr. Zero. Jesus stripped you of your power, made a show of you openly, triumphed over you, and gave us the keys of the kingdom. We have the authority of the name of Jesus. We have the power of the blood. We have the great commission. We're the light of the world. We're the salt. We're the preserver. We are the triumphant, victorious church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Start acting like it. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Shakamo. Rabako Shakabaria Shataya. Glory to God. I tell you, Because of our position in Jesus Christ, Jesus has given his church the power of attorney to use his name. I had power of attorney when my daddy was living. All of his money, anything he owned, I could just sign a check and it was legal. And God has given us the power of attorney in Jesus' name to use the name of Jesus. And in the spirit world, there are things that are legal and there are things that are illegal. Sin, sickness, poverty, and disease, they are illegal in the child of God. Jesus purchased us, spirit, soul, and body. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are who God said we are. We have what God said we have. We can do what God said we can do. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you attend the Friday night prayer meeting, you've heard me pray it many times. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, you devil, in the name of Jesus. I render you helpless. Get your hands off the harvest of souls. Devil, get your hands off of my family. Devil, get your hands off of my finances. I command in the name of Jesus, the power be broken by the power of Calvary's blood and the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, nothing comes down. Nothing comes down until something goes up, and the church must take her position in Christ, and the church must develop a prayer life. You know, people say, pray, pray, pray. Well, I can tell you how to pray. I can tell you how to hear from God. Get this book out. We got Bible reading guys. How many of you read your Bible through? 31%. Go and raise your hand if you read your Bible. Look at that devil. Look at all these people equipped with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And they're coming out against your kingdom in the name of Jesus. It's time for the church to rise up. God said, arise and shine. Your day has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. He said, in the last days I'll pour out the former rain and the latter rain in the same season. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. That's why I see visions. Hallelujah. I'm a young man. Glory to God. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even into the hearts of man the things God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now it's up to the church to bind the devil and to loose the blessings of God in Jesus' name. Our battle is not a natural battle. It is a supernatural battle, and you need supernatural weapons to fight a supernatural enemy, and prayer is one of those weapons. And after you bind the devil, you've got to begin to loose the blessings of God in Jesus' name. Whatsoever you have already bound in earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you've already loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Now, there are three heavens. The Bible talks about the first heaven is the canopy right up over us. When we go out at night, we can see the stars. And then there's third heaven where Paul was caught up into third heaven. He said, I was shown stuff. I can't even tell all the secrets God showed to me. And then that second heaven. Well, what is second heaven? Second heaven is where the devil operates his kingdom from. He is not in hell like some people think. Paul says, suit up, put on the whole armor of God, for you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Hallelujah. So suit up, put on the whole armor, get battle ready, and go out and open your mouth and take authority in the name of Jesus over all the problems that you're going through. Pray like it, your life depends on it, because it does. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. First, you must bind the devil in prayer. And after you bind the devil, you've got to begin to loose the blessings of God in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to note this right here. Listen to the words of Jesus once again. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth. So that's first heaven. Shall be bound in heaven. That's second heaven where the devil operates his kingdom. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. In third heaven. Where God resides. So there are three heavens. And you've got to understand how the devil operates. God is a spirit. The devil is a spirit. Man is, Adam means earth bound. We came of the seed of Adam. We were talking about this in Sunday school. Jesus didn't have the Adamic nature. But guess what? Woo! Holy Ghost gave me this morning in Sunday school when Brother Woody was talking. We'd have been born again. We don't have the Adamic nature either. We've been born again from another world. Jesus didn't have the Adamic nature, and he had to do all things to please the Father. He shed his blood. There's power in that blood, praise God. And that blood in the name of Jesus gives you a right to everything in the book. My Lord and my God, we haven't gotten there. And Paul said, suit up, fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight, let me tell you. But a delay is not a denial. Look at the miracle sitting in the house of God. Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith on earth? That woman went to the unjust judge. Judge said, avenge me of my adversary, avenge me. Finally, that man said, though I fear not God nor man, because this woman continually coming, she had wearied me. And then Jesus said, if that unjust judge would do that, how much more shall your heavenly Father avenge those that cry unto him night and day? There's power in prayer. Go on, praise God. And Jesus said, when I come, will I find that type of persistent faith on earth? Will I find some people that will believe the word? Will I find some people that will believe the sacrifice? Will I find some people that believe God is a good God? He spared nothing to save you. And God be for you. Who can be against you? Praise God in the Lamb forevermore. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus wanted us to understand this principle of binding and loosing. He stated it in Matthew chapter 16, but he repeats it. Look here, Matthew 18, 18. Jesus repeats the same principle. Truly, truly, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In Matthew 18, 18, Jesus repeats this principle. Simply because he wants the church to realize that you have the power and the authority in his name to loose and to bind. And we know from the scriptures there is a real devil, and he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I got a real simple theology. God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. And I've got the whole book, 66 loaves to find out who I am in Christ and empower others as the Holy Ghost gives me revelation. You can't know anything until the Holy Ghost pulls back the veil and begins to give it to you. But you got to hunger and thirst. He said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You don't need to pay little prayer, now lay me down to sleep. No, you need to get battle ready and battle against the powers of darkness. Take authority, praise God, in Jesus' name, and watch God work. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus was a man of prayer, and Jesus was a man of miracles. Miracles, signs, and wonders followed him. The early church, they prayed. And the place was shaken where they were assembled together. God sent us a shaking. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs, and wonders followed their ministry. God answers prayer. That's why we must pray to win the battles of life. Now, we're in the dispensation of grace. We're not under the law. Praise God. I'm not going to preach to you about how long your hair is. And you can't wear makeup and jewelry and foolishness like that. No, if you want to do that, if that's what you and God have covenant, that's fine with me. Just don't try to impress that and force that on somebody else. We are in the dispensation of grace, where sin did abound. Grace, 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 grace does much more abound. And Jesus took care of our sin problem at Calvary. He gave us the authority to use his name. He has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. It may not have gotten here. God heard Daniel when he first prayed. He said he found that he had to break through. There was a cosmic battle going on in the spirit world up there. And God looked over from the banners of heaven, saw Gabriel the messenger angel, and Gabriel was wrestling with the prince of Persia, and God dispatched Michael the warrior angel. He went down and continued with that, and Gabriel broke through. He said, hey, Daniel, you're a man highly favored of God. I want to tell you, God's favor's on you, and God's favor's for a lifetime. You are blessed and highly favored of God. You belong to the King. You belong to Jesus Christ. You belong to the Father, and the Holy Ghost is working to help us all. What a great, great God. What a wonderful God. Hallelujah. My Lord. He said, Daniel, God heard you the first time. I was detained by the prince of Persia. And if that were demon spirits over Persia, I want to tell you something. There are demon spirits over Wilson, North Carolina. There are demon spirits over where you live. That they are there. The devil is not dead. Let me tell you, demons don't die. A third, when the devil came, got thrust out of heaven, there was no cosmic battle. He rose up against God and said, I'll sit in the sides of the north. I'll be like the Most High. God said, you think so? Thump. That was it. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. So Jesus wants you to know, I have given you, my church, the authority to use my name. I have given you supernatural weapons, but you're going to have to suit up and you are going to have to do things. Now, when you begin to do battle in the spirit world, you're going to have to talk to the devil. You're going to have to speak to that devil. You're going to have to let him know, hey, Mr. Zero, I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do. Hallelujah. You have to tell the devil, get your hands off of my family. Get your hands off of my spouse. Get your hands off of my children. Get your hands off of my marriage. I come against you, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus, the one that stripped you of your power, made a show of you openly, triumphed over you when he did it, and he gave me the keys. Look, devil, I got the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my Master, he gave them to me, and I have the authority to use his name. I've been empowered. I got the Holy Ghost, too. Shakabaresi, Roma, Kandala, Boho, Shakabriata, Randa. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Do you feel that good? Doesn't matter how good I feel. Praise God. It matters what he done, and I know who I am in Christ. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And that goes to you too. He'll save you. He'll keep you. He'll present you to the Father faultless and all of the things. Hallelujah. You're more than what the devil tells you you are. Get in the book and find out who you are. Hallelujah. Now, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Let me show you something. So if our battle is not against flesh and blood, our weapons cannot be natural either. Look at 2 Corinthians 10:13. I want you to see this. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. That's a battle going on here. Then Paul said, the weapons of our warfare, they're not natural. They're not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, you're going to have to cast the devil down. You are going to have to break his strongholds. You're going to have to use spiritual weapons, and you're going to have to render the devil helpless. See, when you say Jesus, woo, demons back up. When you say the blood of Jesus, oh my God, they run like a scalded dog. God said, submit yourself to God. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Now look at this, 2 Corinthians 10:4 again. For though the weapons of our warfare, we're in a war, they're not natural, they're not carnal, they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What kind of strongholds? There's a battle going on in your mind. He will depress you. He will oppress you. He will try to vex you and tell you that nobody loves you, nobody cares. Well, he's a liar and the father of lies. Who are you going to believe? God the Father, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life? Are you going to believe some demon spirit that's trying to keep you from making heaven your eternal home and trying to keep you from getting the blessing that Jesus paid for at Calvary? I'm going to believe God. Say it with me. I'm going to believe God. Say it again. I'm going to believe God. Say, I believe God. Hallelujah. It shall be just like he told me. It shall be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at 2 Corinthians 10:4 again. Let's go over it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Here it is. Casting down imaginations. Your mind. Things of the mind. Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity. You're going to have to bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Who is Christ? He is the Logos. He is the eternal Word of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God said, I just don't understand man, so I'm going to become like man. And he came down into this earth, identified himself with man. John said, and the Word was made flesh. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And he wants us to be full, hallelujah, full of his Spirit. So you've got to cast the devil down. You have got to spoil his goods. Now listen to me real careful. Jesus is not going to do it for you. You have the keys of the kingdom. Jesus will pray for you. He's like he prayed for Peter. He will pray that your faith fail not. But Jesus is not going to do your praying for you. He is not going to do your praying for you. Now, he ever lives to intercede for the saints. So I know he is praying for me. But you know when he prays, it's when I pray, when you pray. You know when he goes to the Father and says, I see faith. I see someone calling on my name. They understand the power of my name. They understand the power of my blood. They understand the sacrifice that I made. Father, they're using their faith. And so I'm praying. Now, his prayer is always answered. So your delay is not a denial. Jesus said, Father, tip the prayer bowl. I hear some praise and some adoration coming up for what I did at Calvary. Tip the prayer bowl and all those bowls. You have a prayer bowl, and that bowl that has your prayers in it, God just said, "Woo! I see faith in the name of my Son and in his blood." That blood is on the mercy seat in the heavenly holiest of holies. He just tips the prayer bowl. Boom! There comes your answer. Your answer's on the way. Oh, yes, the answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it. I believe it. And it's so. My heavenly Father knows the need when I pray. And I can tell you the answer's on the way. So God loves you. But you're going to have to do your praying. Jesus is not going to do your praying for you. Jesus is not going to bind the devil for you either. He has given you the command to pray. He has given you the command to bind the devil. He has given you the keys of the kingdom. You and I are to bind the devil. You and I, we are to loose the power of God. You and I, we have to speak to our mountain. Jesus is not going to do that for us. He is not going to cast the devil out for us. We have the keys. And we must use the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me show you this principle from another angle. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God-like faith. Whose faith do you have? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, catch it, here it comes. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Where does faith come from? It comes from doing. Listen to what I'm doing right now. I'm preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Look at this. Have the faith in God. Verse 23, for truly I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus, hallelujah, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. We must use the weapons of our warfare to win the battles of life. Now, I want you to look with me at Matthew 12, 29, because this is Jesus talking, and I'm talking about strongholds and how to cast the strong man down. Amen. I want you to understand this principle. Matthew 12, 29, Jesus said, how can one enter into a strong man's house? How many know that the devil is stronger than you are in your natural abilities? Okay. We're no match for him. But with Jesus, we're more than conquerors. I hope you got that. Hallelujah. How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? Jesus is asking a question. And then he makes this statement, and then he will spoil his goods. So on this particular occasion, Jesus had been healing the sick. He'd been casting out devils, and the Pharisees accused him of casting out devils by the power of Beelzebub, the chief devil. You know, there are people that if you speak in tongues, they say that's of the devil. No. My Bible says on the day of Pentecost, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. The sound came from heaven. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke in unknown other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. He gives the gifts. It's all paid for at Calvary. He said, you can have it if you want it. Praise God. You have a right to the baptism in the Holy Ghost and to pray in tongues. He that speaketh in unknown tongues, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mystery. Said the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings and inarticulate expressions. Hallelujah. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit, for he prays according to the will of God. Get full of the Holy Ghost and don't be intimidated. Hallelujah. Just get so full of God that any time you think about heaven, you're already over there. Full of the Spirit, talking in tongues, and the Holy Ghost praying through you the perfect will of God. My Lord, what some weapons we got. Hallelujah. But they accused Jesus of healing by the power of Beelzebub. Jesus answered, said, every kingdom that's divided against itself cannot stand. Now listen very carefully. That's why the devil wants to divide the church. Every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. That's why the devil wants to divide your home. That's why the devil wants to divide your family. That's why the devil wants to divide this nation and pulling up stuff that happened hundreds of years ago. I don't know any slaves. I don't know any slave owners. I don't know anybody who was ever a slave. How foolish can you be? I'm in America. I fought a war in Vietnam. I saw blood run red. My God. And I can still see Scott. He was a black friend of mine and had big white teeth. And he died over there. But I can see his face. I can see my brother Washington. He pulled up the ace of spades one day, said, I'm not going out there on patrol. I said, Scott, Washington, you'll have to go. You'll have to go. They'll send you to the brig. He said, I'm not going. If I go, I'll die. He went to the brig. He knew he was going to the brig. 6 months later, he came back. And I said, Washington, you going on patrol this time? He said, yeah, I'm going this time. He said, I'd have died if I'd have gone that time. I'll go now. I left Vietnam in August. He had to take those 6 months he spent in the brig. He had to spend them in Vietnam in combat. I love Washington. I don't know if my buddy made it out or not, but I pray to God he did, and I pray to God that he's somewhere, and he's being blessed, and he's got a family, and he's got a home. My heart goes out to people like that. My heart goes out because I learned that a man is a man, is a man, is a man, and a woman is a woman. And God never made but two genders, and that's a male and a female. What kind of foolishness do we have going on up there in Washington, D.C.? What kind of idiots do we have running this nation? My God, we were watching the birds the other day, and my wife, she told me, she said, have you ever noticed, Jerry? Said that the male birds are chasing the female birds, but no female birds are chasing female birds. You want to know why? It's because they know God put it in our DNA. God put it in the nature, in the creation itself. Hallelujah. Don't get mixed up. Get in this book. Praise God. Love everybody. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. We welcome everybody. We welcome the whoremongers, the adulterers, the effeminates. Come out here. We'll preach Jesus to you and get you born again. Hallelujah. Old things will be passed away and all things will become new. Because God created you to be somebody, to stand upright. Man is the only creature that walks upright. My Lord. Let me move on here. Hallelujah. I want to give you three things very quickly that will help you to stand your ground and win the victories of life. Number one, Name the thing that is lording itself over you. Look at that. Name the thing that is lording itself over you and declare that Jesus will be Lord in its place. You have point number one. If you would, put it up there. Just go on and load those things. Name the thing that is lording itself over you and declare that Jesus will be Lord in its place. Remember now, you have the power to loose and you have the power to bind in Jesus' name. You must speak to your mountain. You must command it to move. You must bind the devil in Jesus' name. You've got to open your mouth and you've got to confess God's blessing. Let's say it together. Devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. Say it. Say it again. Devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. Say it one more time. Devil, I bind you. Tell him, I've got authority over you. I've got the blood. I've got the name of Jesus. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do. I can do all things through Christ. And I bind you, devil. I render you helpless. Get your hands off my stuff. In Jesus' name. Now, doesn't that feel good? Then you feel your faith rise about four levels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you feel your faith just soar up like an eagle? Go on, pray. Let's take a standing praise break. Oh, let's have a standing ovation for our King Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, my church, I've given you the keys of my kingdom. You have the power. You have the authority. You have the blood. You have the spirit. You have the weapons that you need to win every battle of life, saith the Lord. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. If you're fighting a battle with doubt, speak to that spirit and command it to go. Say, doubt, you will not lord yourself over me. I believe God, and Jesus is my Lord. If you're fighting with lust, tell lust, go in Jesus' name. You will not lord yourself over me. Jesus is my Lord. If you're facing a battle with fear and you're scared half to death, speak to that devil. Speak to that spirit. See, fear will paralyze your faith, so you're going to have to learn how to talk. Amen. You'll have to speak a new vocabulary in Jesus' name. It's called the Word of God. See, your faith can overcome any fear because greater is he that is in you. Let me say that again. Greater is he that is in you than in the world. So your faith can overcome any fear. You've heard me say it hundreds of times. If I thought the devil was behind the door, I'd just kick it down to see if he was there. Say, hello, Mr. Zero. I woke up this morning, I wasn't feeling too good. I tell you, I knew it was an attack of the enemy. I said, well, devil, I'm taking you somewhere. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of pestilence. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Hallelujah. And then I carried him over to Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my many. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hello, goodness. Hello, mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're on my trail. Go on, praise God. Hashai, come on, day. Rabbi, shelibia, shatai. Glory to God. Number two. Hallelujah. Bind a strong man with the name of Jesus and by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you number three. We're going to land this thing. Praise is a weapon. Punish the devil with your praise. I learned that a long time ago. Punish the devil with your praise. Tell the devil you can't stand against me because God inhabits my praises. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas went in jail. It was midnight. It looked like all hope was gone. Their backs were bleeding and they were aching. They didn't murmur, and they didn't complain, and they didn't gripe. And what did they do at midnight? They began to sing praises unto God. The jail cell rocked. Hallelujah. Woo! We need some rocking in the church. Amen. We need some rolling in the church. Let's roll on for Jesus. They used to call them holy rollers. I was down preaching in St. Kitts, and I was the only white man in the church. Amen. Don't tell me I'm racist, my Lord and my God. I stood out like a sore thumb. They come up to me. I run down the aisle preaching. The Holy Ghost told me run. I ran. I did what he told me. They come up for prayer. The Spirit of God fell. I was staying with the pastor and his daughter come up. I said, receive the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues in Jesus' name. The power of God knocked, turned the floor. And for the first time since I was a little boy, I saw holy rollers rolling under the pew. I touched others. Boom, they would drop like a sack of potatoes. The power of God fell in. I've been hungry for God ever since then. I know my God can do anything. I take the limits of off of my God. Let's turn God loose. Hallelujah. At midnight, they sang praises. The whole jail cell got saved in the jailer's household. Pastor Ricky, you know, it confuses the devil when you begin to praise God in the heat of the battle. That's what happened in 2 Chronicles. Jehoshaphat, they were in a battle. They said, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes upon you. He said, I want you to get some praises. Give them some song books and put them out there in front. Brother Ray, I love your songs. I'm glad we're gonna. I got a song I want us to sing. Give me some praises. Hallelujah. Put them out there before the army. And they said, are you crazy? They got swords and we got song books and you expect us to go against that? They started singing. Jehoshaphat said, sing. They started singing. The enemy got so confused, they attacked one another. That's what's going to happen to the enemy in these last days. He's going to get so confused, they're going to expose one another. They're going to attack one another. Get in your prayer closet, and the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Let's stand and worship God. Praise is a mighty weapon. So send up some praise, and let God fight your battles for you. Hallelujah.
My chains are gone.
Hallelujah.
I've been set free.
Thank God I'm free.
My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns.
Thank you, Lord. You're the Father of all mercies. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us, empowering us. Open our eyes, Father, to who we are.
I've been set free.
Holy Ghost, I preached the best I could. Take it, Lord. Drop it in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name. Glory.
Oh, and like a flood, His mercy reigns.
Tell that devil of oppression, go from me in Jesus' name. Go, you devil. The blood is against
my chains
you.
Are gone.
Tell that demon of sickness, get out of my body. I'm healed. Was healed by the stripes of Jesus at Calvary. Get out of my family. Get your filthy hands off of my home. Get your hands off of my spouse in the name of Jesus. I'm coming out, praise God, in power and anointing. In the name of Jesus. Glory.
Woo!
You need to come and talk to God. These altars are open. You feel better where you are, that's all right with me. Praise God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise God. Sometimes it just does me good to get down to the altar. Say, God, I kneel at the cross.
His mercy reign.
Chain, Lord. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah.
Amazing.
Don't let the devil keep you bound in anything.
I need
you.